This is Citizens Council Forum, America's number one public affairs program, where prominent Americans report to the nation on important issues. This week, the series of discussions is presented coast to coast by Citizens Council Forum, a nonprofit educational corporation, with the cooperation of public-spirited broadcasters who share our belief that Americans must be informed to remain free. Now, from Washington, here is the producer of Citizens Council Forum, Dick Morphew.
Hello again, everyone, and welcome to Citizens Council Forum. We're very happy to have on the program today Mr. William K. Scherer of Oceanside, California. Mr. Scherer is editor of several weekly newspapers in San Diego County, California. Bill, we first met during the Democratic National Convention in Los Angeles a couple of years ago, and it's a pleasure to see you again.
Thank you, Dick. I'm glad to be with you.
Mr. Scherer, I'd like to ask you this. What is the attitude, in your opinion, of the people in your area toward the federal government's action in sending U.S. Army troops to Oxford, Mississippi, supposedly to enforce integration at the University of Mississippi?
Well, I would say that the reaction in our area really breaks into three groups. First of all, we have the group of people who believe, as I believe, that this thing is improper, that there is no constitutional basis for such an action. Now, this sentiment is expressed by the congressman from our district, the Honorable James Biot. It was the editorial position of the newspapers of which I publish, and I feel that this sentiment was widespread throughout our community, particularly among the conservative people. We have, of course, in our county and in our area, a left-wing press and an element which is decidedly pro-leftist. We think it is a minority element in our particular county, in our particular district. This element, of course, supported the president's action. As in any situation, you have quite a lot of people who are in the middle, who don't really know, who don't study these questions closely, and whose minds are not made up. But I will say that even among this group, they were disquieted by the action of the president. They were concerned by it. They were confused by it. And I found that many of these people, once we had explained our interpretation of this action through the columns of our newspaper, through our congressman's report and so forth, many of these people then saw the danger in what had happened and were deeply concerned by it.
Now, Mr. Scherer, let's break this topic down a little bit. First, was the president's action necessary? Second, was it right? And third, was it fair? I think those are three points that need to be considered. First, let's consider the necessity.
Well, from the standpoint of necessity, I would say that the president's action was absolutely unnecessary. I take the attitude personally, and it was the attitude of our publications, that the president of the United States has no business using federal troops to enforce an unwanted social doctrine in any section of the country. And I certainly believe that the vast majority of the American people regard integration as an unwanted doctrine. Now, there are people in California and some of these other states who may speak out for integration in Mississippi, but when integration hits them directly at home, they are not very interested in it. For instance, in our community, in our area, we have the problem of open housing, and we find that the majority of the citizens are not interested in opening their own dwelling areas to members of the Negro minority group, which are imposing their will in some of these areas and devaluing property values and so forth. So I would say that certainly this was unnecessary on the part of the president. It was unnecessary not so much because he was successful with the force, but it was unnecessary because he shouldn't have been doing this thing in the first place.
Now, Mr. Scherer, let's consider the propriety of the action in sending in troops. Many people, of course, remote from the scene, were concerned about the supposed violence which was occurring on the campus, about the reports of mob action which they'd been hearing. And putting constitutional questions aside for the time being, they said, well, this is bigger than the Constitution. We must restore law and order. Even so, do you feel that it was necessary to send 31,000 troops to Oxford?
Well, I don't think the thing was proper in any way, shape, or form. In the first place, I've spent a little time in the state of Mississippi. My observation of the citizens of that state particularly during the time that they were invaded by the Freedom Riders over a year ago, my observation was that this was a law-abiding people and that they were what I would call very slow to rile. Now, as far as I'm concerned, I don't believe there would have been any trouble on the campus at the University of Mississippi if it had not been forcibly occupied by federal troops in a desecration of the Sabbath to move in there and encamp this man Meredith on the campus in preparation for registration. This was the thing that touched off the violence. And I think the record will show that until the actual invasion, that there was no record of violence whatever in the state of Mississippi, that this was an aftermath of the invasion and not a forerunner to invasion.
In other words, the federal government, you feel, was the aggressor in this instance.
I don't think there's any question about it. And I want to say this, too, that people who may be for integration in this particular case may say, well, it's all right to use force in an integration decision or an integration case. But when the federal government has established the premise that it can use federal force to enforce an unwanted social doctrine, that same force can be used to close any newspaper in this country, to shut down any church, to close down free elections, to outlaw and wipe out any legitimate political party, and we have unleashed a devil in our midst, which we are going to be very sorry about before this thing is over. And that's my opinion, and I don't think it's going to be limited to the South or to Mississippi, but I think we're going to have this problem from one end of the country to the other.
So that even though the immediate problem area might be Oxford, Mississippi, this is really a matter of some legitimate concern to persons in all parts of the nation.
Oh, certainly. I think so. And you will find, as a matter of recorded history, that once the door has been pushed open, once the precedent for the use of force has been established, it is a use which goes on and on, and certainly into fields which are never anticipated, sometimes even by the instigators of the original force. We're in for a bad time over this thing.
Mr. Scherer, I'd like to turn the questioning to another point for a moment. I know that you have been in Washington in years past as a congressional secretary, and I know that you are still an interested observer of happenings on the Washington scene, and of course, as an editor, you are interested in political developments in your state and elsewhere in the nation as they affect your state. What is the political outlook in this nation as of the present time? How does it look to you?
Well, I think that we, as a people, have always been committed to the resolution of difficulties by a civil process. And this is the form of operation, this is the method of government to which we as a people are committed. Now, the conservative group in America today represent a majority, but we are fragmented because in the South, the conservatives are within the Democratic Party, and in the North and West, most of us as conservatives are within the framework of the Republican Party. And I think that what has to happen is that there has to be some kind of an arrangement whereby we can all get in under one roof and operate as a concerted movement of conservatives from one end of the country to the other. We then represent a majority, and I believe that we will control the government. And if we are to resolve difficulties through a civil process, it means the election of favorable officials and the controlling of the government.
Is there any realistic chance of this coming about anytime soon?
I certainly think there are increasing signs in that direction. I believe that as we get farther into this racial crisis in the South, that conservative Southerners are looking more and more for opportunities to join with people from the Republican ranks who will give on this issue. And certainly we in the North and West are interested in finding ways to deal with people in the South because we know the great constitutional issues which are involved in which I'll go way beyond any individual question.
Mr. Scherer, a number of political pundits have spoken on all sides of this. I'd like to get your opinion, since opinions seem to be the order of the day. Who stands to benefit politically the most from President Kennedy's action in sending federal troops into Mississippi?
Well, that's very hard to say, and of course we'll all know more about that after Election Day. My personal feeling is that this will be a final blow which rallies conservatives. Now, I know in our county there were a lot of people who were concerned about this thing, who were disturbed by it, who were angered by the use of force in Mississippi, who have not given very much consideration to the racial issue in your state. And so it seems to me that the real beneficiaries of this incident are going to be the conservative people. Now, one other thing that I think we have to bear in mind, and that is that the Republican Party cannot count on the Negro vote in the large cities. And it seems to me that if you go over and study the election statistics, not anybody's opinion, just the election statistics, you will find that the Democratic Party, the Liberal Democrats, receive normally somewhere in the neighborhood of 85, 87, 90% of the Negro vote. This is a group to whom economically conservatism does not appeal. And I believe that the obligation of conservatives, Republicans and Democrats, is to pitch their appeal to the people that they have a real opportunity to reach. Now, when I was in Washington a year ago, I picked up a Negro newspaper from the state of Virginia. I turned to the editorial pages of that paper. There were two editorial pages in the paper. They didn't deal primarily with a racial question. They dealt with economic questions. They were for the Medicare program. They were opposed to having to work to receive welfare assistance. They were for the president's youth conservation corps and for all of these public housing and federal aid to education and all of these other liberal economic measures. This is a vote to whom conservative Republicans, frankly, cannot appeal with a sound program. And I think we ought to be pitching our appeal to the majority of conservatives from one end of this nation to the other.
Mr. Shearer, our time has gone by very quickly. Thank you very much for being with us today. Our guest on today's edition of Citizens Council Forum has been Mr. William K. Shearer of Oceanside, California, editor of several weekly newspapers in San Diego County, California. Join us again next week at this same time when we'll be back with another program in your Citizens Council Forum series. Till then, this is Dick Morphew speaking coast to coast, saying thanks a lot for being with us. So long, everybody.
Citizens Council Forum is dedicated to the preservation of our American tradition of freedom. If you agree that individual liberty and constitutional government must be preserved, if you want to do something positive and worthwhile to help protect our freedom, then we want to hear from you. Just write to Citizens Council, Jackson, Mississippi. We'll be happy to send you, without obligation, literature showing how you can help. Address your card or letter to Citizens Council, Jackson, Mississippi. America's number one public affairs series is presented coast to coast each week by Citizens Council Forum, a nonprofit educational corporation, assisted by a grant from the Mississippi State Sovereignty Commission, an official agency of the state of Mississippi. Join us next week for another informative discussion and remind your friends to tune in. It's time to take a stand. By working together, we can and will safeguard our freedom.